Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, We're Drunk on Theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and it's the Firewall Ball. Princess is a bitch with a new crown in town, but the virus is emoji land. Thank me now, because what I stand for is when we work together and cross our bones, and the zeros and ones in the progress bar tell us that we may be sad on the inside, but it's just great to be alive. Anyway, joining us today are the usual piles of poo, including Kevin... A Thousand More Words, Jaeger.
Oh, I liked that one.
Even though I called you poo.
Right, but that was one of the best characters. I loved it.
Oh, definitely. Kimberly, our start again game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Okay.
And with us today is somebody you may have seen in Aladdin or Emoji Land. Let's give a big, broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Jacob Diggy.
Y'all ready for this?
Welcome.
Wow, that intro was nuts.
I have a lot of time on my hands now.
That was amazing.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate you being here. We all have seen Aladdin at some point, I think, but we definitely all saw you in Emoji Land. So we're super.
I'm the
pumped.
Only one who hasn't officially seen Aladdin.
No, I haven't either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I won the lottery a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Yes.
But we all officially saw you in Emoji Land. That was a super fun night for the three of us.
For sure.
Back when we were able to like sit in an audience with people and like
remember
hang out with friends and go to bars and have drinks.
Memories and watch a musical about a virus that's going to take over the world.
Wait, oh no.
Those were the days. Before we get started talking about a lot of stuff, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a pumpkin ale because tis the season.
Schlafly?
Schlafly.
Are you from St. Louis?
No, but it was in my bodega and I really like it.
I'm like, where is your bodega? It's a St. Louis.
Is that Kimberly? Is that the brewery?
Yeah, it says the St. Louis Brewery.
Yeah.
Was that the brewery? Did you go with? Were you there that Christmas? Like the most recent Christmas? Yeah, you must have been.
Brian comes home with me and my husband to his parents' Christmas, to my in-laws at Christmas.
And oh, wow.
That was the brewery we went to, right? We sat outside with, like, Zachary and stuff?
I'm going to say yes.
Kimberly married Brian's best friend since college, just to give you, like, a...
Oh, yeah. Come to my in-laws for Christmas.
Right.
That's what I was like, wow, you guys are really close. That's cool. Yeah.
Kimberly's
best friend.
Kimberly's husband and I met in theater school.
Ah, yes.
As men do.
Sorry, I got very... I've never seen it in New York. That was very exciting.
I've never seen it either, so...
Is it good?
Cool.
It is. It's very pumpkin-y. It's like pumpkin pie for sure in a bottle, which is really nice.
It's delicious. Pumpkin forward, if you will.
Pumpkin forward.
Yes. It is pumpkin forward.
Kevin, that's what are you drinking?
So right now I'm just drinking a gay water, as I call it. It's LaCroix Raz Cranberry. But I have a bottle of red wine in the freezer, and I will take it out in 12 minutes and open it.
Is that your like speed up? Was it too warm?
Yeah, because my parents, like my dad's a wine connoisseur, like he gets Wine Spectator, he like gets wine delivered from all these different countries around the world, so he's like super into it. And apparently like Italy is now all about chilling red wine, so like I can't drink red wine that's not chilled. So I do, if you can't put it in the fridge for half an hour, you put it in the freezer for like 12 minutes.
Wait, so are you, here's a question for you. Are you someone who doesn't want to disappoint their dad by having like warmer red wine, or are you a snob?
Or do you like it?
Yes.
I think it's a little bit of all three. The littlest amount of the snob, hopefully. But like my dad just like, he literally gives me a list of what wines I should buy and I buy them and they're always fantastic. Mm-hmm. And whenever I'm at home, the wine he serves is always just like top notch. So like, I kind of just listen to anything he says about wine. So he's like, oh, we chill red wine now? Yep. Okay. So we chill red wine now. So yeah,
I had a chilled red wine over the summer, actually in a St. Louis winery.
Yes.
that I very much enjoyed.
Well, Kimberly, that's what are you drinking?
Oh, I'm also very fall. So I have an apple cider with, I like to show it because it's the prettiest bottle I have, with my Bar Hill Tomcat Gin. So it is.
Ooh. It really is a beautiful bottle.
And whiskey barrels. And so it has the best color in the world.
Are you a gin person, Jacob? What's your like liquor of choice if you are drinking liquor?
Gin is actually my liquor of choice. I don't really like dark liquors, actually, which people get mad at. They get mad at me for. So gin. Yeah, gin is the one. Gin is the one.
Yeah, it's the best.
I'm drinking tequila. I have Milagro tequila in a disaster cup with lime seltzer or club seltzer in here. Mm-hmm. So cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
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 Oh, my ice melted. Well, thanks for joining us. I guess let's start with, what have you been up to this quarantine? What kind of projects have you been up to? What are you, anything fun and exciting?
It's been up and down, as I think everybody's been up and down. I've always been fascinated by makeup. That's just something that I love. And for many years, I've watched YouTube videos daily without doing it ever.
Sure.
And so all of a sudden I had all the time in the world and decided I'd actually try to do it. And I'm pretty good at it. I've been just practicing on myself and forcing my fiance to sit down and do a 2-hour drag look on him.
Are you going to be in next season of Glow Up? Can we look out for you there?
I don't know if I can handle Glow Up. I did watch both seasons, and
but don't you want to be called
too much?
Yeah, don't you want to be called an MUA?
Yeah, sure. I just don't want her. What is the word she is always yelling?
That's ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, lady. Ding dong.
Makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, she goes from 0 to 100. That's my problem, is her volume level. She's speaking normal, and then she'll just go, ding dong!
Yeah,
and, too much. And
to me, ding dong is usually associated with the witch is dead. So, like, ding dong out of context is very uncomfortable for me.
I have not watched this show yet. Why does she say ding dong about me?
That's her Paul handshake.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
That's her Paul Hollywood.
Ding dong, lovey. Ding dong.
You got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Should I say that to myself in the mirror when I put on mascara and nothing else and go to work?
Yes.
Ding dong, I'm wearing a mask.
Oh, that's so good.
It's incredible.
Let's talk a little bit about Emoji Land, if you don't mind. I guess what was how long were you a part of that? And I mean, what was your process to like find the essence of an emoji and really like convey it on stage? Like you probably have specific associations with all of these emojis as we all use them in daily life. And like, how did you apply that? How did you take from the script? I guess talk through that process. I don't know how late you came into the game when it came to Emoji Land.
Yeah, well, we actually all, they had done the production of Emoji Land at, what was the festival that just ended this year?
The Final Nymph, New York Musical Festival.
Thank you, the Final Nymph. Yes. So they were in Nymph the year or a couple years before. I was not a part of that. There were only a few cast members that were. And then, so basically almost all of us on the cast came in like 3 months before we opened, honestly. It was a really quick turnaround. And come to find out, the whole production was kind of quick. They just decided to do it, found backers, got it up. In a total of 5 months, they decided to do it and then got it.
Wow.
Just had the time slot at. Yeah. Which is wild.
Yeah, that's
so cool. Yeah, it's kind of unheard of, I think. I mean, it was my first off-Broadway show, so I don't know, but it feels like it's kind of unheard of. Who knows? But then it was a normal process. We started rehearsing in December, and it was my first time also doing a fully original musical.
Oh, cool.
Which was exciting. But it was interesting. It was one of those roles that I was kind of nervous to play, because on paper the writing is wonderful, but on paper he's a stereotype. He's like, you know, he's the douchebag. He's the bro. He's hot and he knows it. And I don't really relate to that in a big way. So my process was really trying to find the humor and the likability in Sonny, which I really felt like I just had to do over and over again, do those scenes over and over again until I found a way to do it that was fully, he is a bully. Maybe I like him.
Sure. Had that closed or was that still running when everything shut down?
No, we were meant to close a week after everything shut down. So we were like 5 days from closing. Yeah.
So what was, if you remember, because that was like 10 years ago now, do you remember kind of the feeling of everyone kind of with that and kind of like, you know, missing out on those last few opportunities?
Yeah. I mean, what I mainly remember actually is our last show was a Wednesday night, I think. And we kind of knew, like, things were just coming out about COVID. People were kind of thinking things were going to close down, but there'd only been a couple cases in New York City. So there's a lot of things up in the air. So Wednesday night for us, because our musical is about a virus, we just made a joke of it, which was amazing. And the audience was the best audience we've ever had, especially during the song Virus. They just started cackling, and Virus was like, had never been better because we were all being extra dramatic.
Sure.
Obviously, in hindsight, wasn't that funny, but it was before we knew everything.
Sure, sure.
It was. So that's what I mainly remember, is everyone was really excited, and then we just never came back. That was it.
Yeah.
We didn't, the next day, it's just like, we didn't even have a goodbye. We didn't see it's the same story. We didn't see any of the cast members again.
Is your stuff
they're all alive. No, I was able to go back and get my stuff, but they did hold it in there for a few months, and then a few more cast members went in once things started opening up again.
Sure. Do you know where else you can get into?
Oh no.
Tuesday.
What?
He's in the corner with Kevin.
Corner.
That doesn't work as well over Zoom. Just imagine that we were together and all on the same page.
It was close. It was close.
We did our best. All right, Jacob, welcome
because it's getting
Jacob. Welcome to Kevin's Corner, where I hold domain and ask whatever the hell I want to ask.
Great.
And so today we're playing a name game. So I have some questions specifically based on the name Jacob.
Okay.
So we're going to see how this goes.
Jacob.
So question one, can you explain what a Jacob's ladder is?
The biblical Jacob's ladder or the game Jacob's ladder?
The game.
Okay. It's like one of those, it's a pile of wooden squares that is connected by two ribbons that go on alternately between the squares, so that when you clack them down, they unfold and keep going.
I've never known what that was called, but I loved that as a child.
Oh, see,
okay. So you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, great. Totally. I honestly,
like they fold and then they go like this.
Yeah, they the, like go.
The phrase.
Sometimes you can't get them all.
The phrase, yes. Clack it down, really, that made me understand everything.
Good.
Yeah, clack is the name.
That's a great answer. I was actually thinking of, like, the cat's cradle, like, ribbon Jacob's ladder.
Is there, oh.
Oh, like, one of the moves is, yeah.
Where you can, like, do that until you make it a ladder.
Like that.
Yes.
I used to be good at that.
I used to be, too, because all girls and gay boys were.
Clearly, I only played with wooden squares.
So. Oh, yeah, you missed out. But you were too busy clacking. Okay.
I was clacking already.
Question two. Yeah. Can you please sing the song John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt?
Yeah. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. No, wait. Nope.
Well, I was excited to see it because some people say... So they do John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, and then you could either say, that's my name too. No,
his name is my name too.
Or his name is my name too.
No, I'm a that's my name too, John.
I'm a that's my name too.
His name is my name too was the one that I knew because my name was Jacob.
His name is my name too.
And then whenever I go out,
people always shout, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
And then you try to do it quiet, so you're like, na 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 na.
I had a friend named John. I had a friend named John, and we had that sang at us all the time as children. Ooh. So I really should know better. John but and John and Jacob walking down the street, yeah.
Okay, well, you're doing well so far. Question three.
Thank you.
What is the last name of Scrooge's deceased partner named Jacob in the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol?
Jacob. Oh.
Think of a dance.
Jacob.
It rhymes with things that's in beer.
Jacob. Barley. Marley. Jacob
there it
Marley.
Is. Yes. I thought you were going to say Jacob Shops or like something that
rhymes. I was about to be like Jacob Shop.
Okay, so when I Googled and basically found the Wikipedia article about the name Jacob, there are three different meanings of the name.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to try to see if you can say each of the meanings based on a sentence where I use the word Jacob in place of what the meaning is.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, question one, meaning one. Come Jacob along.
Tag?
Sort of, yeah. It means like follow or like to follow behind. So like tag right. along is the same thing. So that works.
Sure.
Question two. Alexa, stop. My wine is ready. He was an arrogant egotist who Jacobed himself.
Who?
And this is from like the dictionary sentence they give.
Yeah, who deceived himself?
Sort of. It means overreached. Sort of? Oh. So, like to overreach or assail oneself. Is to Jacob.
Wow, I never knew that.
And meaning number three, according to Wikipedia, he played the perfect wrestling Jacob, arrogant, overly aggressive, and yet the first to run whenever the odds are not in his favor.
He played the odds are not in his favor.
It's a wrestling blank. That should help if you ever watch WWE, like fake.
I've seen real both wrestling. Seasons of GLOW.
I did not watch either, ever. So, wrestling. I have no clue. I'm so sorry.
So the word is heel, H-E-E-L, which is like a bad guy. So like Jacob means like the bad guy. I don't know why.
Yeah. Because the biblical story, all the name Jacob is, I have a lot of name biblical stuff because he came out of the womb holding the ankle of his twin brother. So he's known as the ankle grabber and also the deceiver and the liar.
Yes. Yes.
So I know they're really like serious, very upsetting meanings to my name.
I'm going with Kimberly's and Sons.
Yeah, I like that. And Sons. That
sounds better.
The next question goes along with that. It was, who is Jacob's favorite son in Jacob and Sons?
Okay, see, I don't know this song.
Do you know what the name of the musical is?
Joseph.
There you go. You got it right.
Wow. Ding dong. Ding, ding dong.
Ding dong.
Oh my goodness.
And then the last question is, Jacob is the fictional ageless protector of the mysterious island on what famous TV show?
Lost.
That is correct.
Yes.
Ding dong.
And this has officially been Jacob's Kevin's Corner.
Wow. That was wild.
It only is downhill from here, Jacob.
Great.
So I have a question. So I met Jacob because he and I both were doing a shoot for Built for the Stage. We were fancy fitness models.
Oh my God.
We were being used for our sexiness to sell merchandise.
Used for our body.
Yes.
Used for our body. Yeah.
Totally body selling. So my question for you is, what has your process been during this quarantine for like sticking with like health conscious and like body, like stuff like that?
Built for the Stage podcast.
Well, I'm just giving them a little bit. I love me for some Built for the Stage. So I'm doing whatever I can.
I do love Built for the Stage. Honestly, it was difficult because I very much am. I have become a gym person. I really enjoy having to go to a place and be like, all right, I have an hour, got to nail it, and then get out of here. And like, it's all you do at the gym is work out. So it helps me. So here, when you're at home, I don't like sweating that much in my apartment. I just don't like the feeling.
Isn't it gross? Yeah, like, have to like go through your apartment and just wipe the floor from where you sweat on it?
That's why you have a yoga mat.
It's gross.
No, I still use a yoga mat, but like, sweat get everywhere.
Oh, I'm not a boy.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
Don't get so
it was difficult for me, but we live right by Riverbank State Park, which has got an amazing track and like a turf field. So that was helpful when the weather was nice enough to do that. Also for the longest time, we didn't have any weights or any sort of thing because everything was sold out for like 10 months.
Yeah. Forever.
So it was like a process of not doing anything for the first month and only eating banana bread, and then trying to work out at home with nothing, which was very frustrating. I have a lot of books, but they're all lightweight. And then
because after a while,
we got weights.
Just body weight workouts after a while, you're just like, I can't just do another burpee. I literally can't do another burpee session.
I cannot do 50 more push-ups to make me feel something. Like yes, it's too many reps. I need like 10 reps max.
Yes. Yes.
After all of the banana bread, I'm sure you were doing a lot of burpees.
I was doing a burpee after the banana bread.
Have either of you gone back to like the physical gym? This is truly not just Built for the Stage, but I'm going to the gym tomorrow.
I have.
Place. How is it?
Yes.
Do you feel safe?
I feel safe. My gym is really small, so it feels very controlled, and I can like see the cleaners at all time. And there's also, it's in Midtown, which is kind of like still sort of not as many people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I felt really good at my gym, and I just wipe things down constantly.
I was doing that before because I never trusted people to wipe stuff down themselves.
Sure.
Yeah, me too.
So
me
I also feel fine. I'm like, I have cleaned this treadmill. I will do it.
I have not gone back to the gym yet, but fun fact, I have severe asthma. So my doctor has kind of told me that I should not go back to a gym right now. So I've still been trying to like make those at-home workouts be as like productive as they can be.
Great.
Cool.
It's all you can
do. Like, have outdoor space.
I do. I have, like, having a balcony helps to, like, be able to work out on the balcony, and then also being in an area where I'm surrounded by city parks. I can always go to the park and, like, jog for 30 minutes or... So, yeah, I can... I'm making it work.
This is the stage on Broadwasted by the Broadway Podcast Network. Yes.
Should we play a game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have a silly game of plot points.
Yay.
Two of these... I almost called you. I was like, two of these ladies. I'm like, oh, I
don't like this. Today.
Know how to play. So what will happen, as it is a little different today, usually you will give me the plot of a show to the tune of a song that I will private message you when it is your turn. However, today you will, I was trying to figure out how to make this like a TikTok thing because I was inspired by the fact that the young TikTokers think that the crying laughing emoji is no longer cool and it makes you look old if you use it in conversation.
Oh, who knew?
Which I didn't know. And now I'm like, that is my most used emoji. And so in my 30s. So I will give you each an emoji that you'll have to describe using the tune of a song about feelings, with perhaps feelings in the title of the song. I don't know if I explained that at all correctly, so Brian will go first to describe it.
And you're going to private message me in the Zoom chat?
Yes. And let me pull up where I had the list of songs. And
so, like, if I got, like, the devil emoji, I'd have to sing to, like, hooked on a feeling that I have the devil, like, he's got horns and like that.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thank you for the very good description.
He's got horns.
I'm trying to figure out if I can send emojis on this chat, and I don't think so. So I will have to
describe it in the chat. Wait, Kevin, how's the wine?
Close their eyes and I'll point.
The wine is lovely, it's nice and chilled.
Okay, that's great. Well, what is it? What kind of red is it?
It's a Chateau Saint Michel Cabernet.
Ooh,
Sauvignon.
Ooh, la, la.
Actually, I feel like
so. I will officially have Kevin wine teeth in like 2 minutes.
This is also a bit of a game of say when. So I just have all my emojis pulled up and just say when, and I'll stop, and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
What it is, Brian? Go first.
I'm going to say when, right then. What did I get? Oh, you have to describe it to me, right? You can't tell me. This is going to be hilarious. Unless you write, like, broom, I'm going to, okay.
You know what that means?
Yeah, I do. So I just got it. She sent it to me.
I'm just going to, like, close my eyes and open them, and whatever song I focus on is what.
Yeah, just give me a song. Right. I'm ready. I've never been more ready for anything in my whole entire life. Okay. The part above the wrist is over. The part under my nose, it has fingers and is near the place where I have my beard.
Okay, so it's Happy Birthday to You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why that has to do with feelings.
Happy in the title.
Oh, happy. Duh.
Oh.
Kevin, when's the last time you felt that, bro?
And, it's the emoji where you're like surprised. So you're like covering your mouth.
Yes, hand over mouth.
I didn't know what else to call it, so I called it hand over mouth.
That was perfect.
Yeah. Great. Kevin, would you like a turn?
Yes, please.
Say when. You also read my text to my husband.
When?
Okay.
She's like, God, I hate these people. When is this recording over?
Okay. And.
Okay. Kevin, I'm counting on you.
Oh, I don't know if I know that song.
Ugh. Okay.
Kevin, you're ruining everything.
I'm sorry. I don't know what that is.
Wait, quick question. Yeah. We're all supposed to guess, right?
Yes, correct. Everyone guess.
Great. Okay.
Step
Cat. And me, I guess. So Brian and Jake, you can guess. All right.
Besides the answer.
Because I freaked out. Oh, my God. My head blew off because I'm freaking out. What am I to do? This is crazy. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
It's Happy.
Yes.
And it's Mind Blown.
Yes.
It's fun for me to figure out how to describe these.
Jacob and I doing the Mind Blown thing together, like synchronized zooming.
I knew the emoji. I just couldn't get the song. I'm like, it's that one.
Okay, so Jacob, you want to turn?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Say what?
When? Oh no, I'm terrified.
Zoom when is my favorite game ever. Say when, and then you say when, and 5 seconds later she hears you and stops.
That wine looks very nice from Zoom, Kevin.
Thank you.
Let me see if this makes sense to you.
It looks a little thicker because you put it in the cold.
Yes, the viscosity is quite overwhelming.
Overwhelming. Happy birthday.
I'll choose the one next to it.
Okay. I don't. Yeah.
Do you know this song too? Because that's tough.
The best part of this is that she's describing emojis when emojis are the point of the emoji is that you don't have to describe anything.
Yes.
I see.
Okay.
I could make it harder and make you all do five emojis in a sentence.
He just has the eggplant and the peach emoji.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna try. Put your hand in the air and have somebody hit it. Put your hand in the air with all your fingers up in the air.
It's somebody holding their hand up.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's the high five emoji.
Yes.
Oh, sure, yeah. Sure.
It's the hands for high five, but I don't know what this song was. Put your hand in the air.
If you're happy and you know it?
No, the only part I knew is that is all you need is love. Love, love, love is all you need, right?
Yeah, that's
The Beatles song.
Yeah,
thank you. So I was doing the the fade out moment of the song where it's just that part over and over again.
If you had faded out, I would have gotten
it. I didn't fade it out. My mistake.
Kimberly, do you want us to say when for you?
Sure. Let me pull up my keyboard. Wait, what?
Do you want me to text you an emoji?
Oh, yeah, just text me an emoji, any emoji.
Sure. I'll text you an emoji.
Make it a hard one.
Beer.
Okay, I just text you emoji, and you just pick a song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I lift heavy weights above my head in a little outfit.
It's the workout guy emoji.
I was going with the built for the stage theme.
Honestly. I appreciate it.
Yes. Use knee pads on. I've never noticed that before.
Huh.
How can I do the rest of the song?
There's a lot of working out.
It's an emoji. An emoji. He's somebody
lifting weights. Great. Some emoji.
I was trying to make that work and I couldn't get it out. Okay. Great.
that was a fun plot point.
That was super
someone
fun.
Someone sounds like they're in wind. I don't know who it is.
Is that me?
I don't know. Just someone sounds windy.
I do have trains out my window.
That's what it is. Yeah.
It's actually below my window. It's actually below my window 20 floors, but it's pretty loud.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. So let's can we talk a little bit about Aladdin?
Yeah.
Cool. What was it like being Aladdin? No.
Great.
I guess kind of what was it like to step into that role? Did you grow up with Aladdin? Was that like a dream come true? Was it something that like you just, it was never your thing? Like maybe you were more of a Beauty and the Beast gentleman. Like what was your experience?
No, I grew up with Aladdin. I mean, I'm in the middle of three boys and we were all Disney kids. We were homeschooled. All we did was watch Disney movies pretty much. Mm. And Aladdin was our favorite. So I think there's like four pictures on separate Halloweens of one or all of us dressed as Aladdin.
Sure.
Which is really fun. So it's definitely, it was a major dream it was my, you know, Broadway debut, which was dream one. Playing Aladdin was dream two. It was a wild experience. I actually, oddly enough, I joined the cast as a immediate replacement for ensemble understudy Aladdin, but I made my Broadway debut a week early as Aladdin, which was, so it was a very dramatic first step onto a Broadway stage.
Sure. What was that like?
It was amazing. I mean, I had just done my put-in the day before, and it was just like we were between Aladdin's. The understudy of the understudy was sick, and I was there. And so I did a two-show Saturday, and I was the most zen I've ever been in my life, and I can't really explain why. I just like, I don't know. I got to that point. I was like, no, I can do this. Sure. This is what I've been trying to do my entire life. I just spent 4 weeks only rehearsing this part. Like, I'm good.
Did you have family and friends that got to like come to your Saturday debut?
It was actually my fiance's birthday.
Oh,
and yeah. So I got him last minute tickets to come see me, like fourth row. And then later on that night, I had already gotten us tickets to see Sunday in the Park with George with Jake Gyllenhaal. So we saw both his Jakes.
In one day.
I just can't imagine how like emotional that must have been to sing a song like Proud of Your Boy as your first ever like Broadway moment. Like that's so intense.
It was intense. I mean, that was definitely the moment. That's the moment where I thought I was going to almost cry the entire time because I cry easily. But I didn't. I was very just like focused. But then at the end of Act One, Aladdin sings Proud of Your Boy, and then there's a key change, and then he's the only person on stage, and he's like down center zero, and that's when I was like, because it's like, it was nuts. It was unreal. And then the next time I went on for Aladdin, I really did not do a great job. So thankfully they kept me on.
Oh no.
I just got a little too comfortable with my ensemble role and forgot that I also cover Aladdin. So, you know, a month after.
Got it.
I was very comfortable. And then it was my first time going on as an understudy. That was not the same experience as my debut.
Both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not perfect.
Hard though to be like, here I am. Oh, I'm in the front today. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the first time around is really scary.
Mm-hmm.
That was super scary, but that's, we got awesome. Used to it.
What we haven't done this segment in a while, but we do something called Stage Door Stories.
Stage Door Stories.
You know, playing Aladdin in a Disney show on Broadway, I'm sure that, you know, remember Stage Doors? Stage Doors were, you know, I'm sure you had some incredible stories of kids coming up to you or parents thank you. Like, do you have anything funny or heartfelt that kind of stands out from or Emoji Land? Either one.
Yeah, I was going to say or Emoji Land because the Emoji Land fan base was very like voracious.
Yeah.
With Aladdin, it was mainly just little kids dressed up as Jasmine and dressed up as Aladdin, which was the most amazing thing to see at the stage door. I was able to play Aladdin on the national tour in Chicago for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I also played it on Broadway. And there was a little girl who saw me. Her first show she ever saw was Aladdin in Chicago. And then her first trip to New York, she wanted to see Aladdin again, and I was playing Aladdin. So that was an amazing, like, full circle where she was like, you actually are Aladdin and no one can tell me different. Like, I've only seen you.
For a kid's mind, that must have been like the biggest affirmation of like, this is real. Like, these are real.
Yes.
Because that is Aladdin.
Yeah, because you can imagine if you were a little kid and you saw the same Santa at like 8 different stores, you're like, no, that is Santa.
No, it is Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best. But Emoji Land was a brand new experience because the fans were really like so into it, and the imagery and the costumes and the fan art. And I'd never experienced anything like that. Sure. That's just such a wild experience to have somebody hand you a picture that they spent hours on. That's your face in a character you created, and it's also an emoji. And then they tell you, like, I mean, I don't really like you as a character, but you're really cute. So it's like, oh, well, good. I mean, you shouldn't like my character, so I guess it works.
But like that, and that also is just such an incredible cast. Like, the people that they got together were just like people who like tend to bring on like a cult following. Like, with Queen Leslie Margarita and Josh Lehman and Natalie Weiss.
And her.
Yeah, it was just like the list of people who were in that show was just so impressive. And like, it just, the night even we were there, the people in the audience were just like insanely in love with the show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, because we knew, like you said, we knew there were going to be some fans, quite a few fans, because of the people who were in the show, just automatically, regardless of the show. But we really didn't know what the reaction to the actual show was going to be. So the fact that they genuinely loved it, on top of loving the people who were in it, that was really exciting to experience.
That's awesome. And the cast album is out. You can actually listen to Emoji Land after the fact, which is so nice because that barely happens with off-Broadway shows and stuff. And I'm sure the fan reaction definitely had a lot to do with just like even trying to get that done.
Yeah, I mean, we cranked it out because they knew. They were smart. They just knew. They're like, we know this is going to be a thing. We're going to have a very strong fan base and they're going to want a soundtrack. So
yeah,
we really did that pretty early on actually. And then it just worked out really well.
Was this your first cast album experience?
Yes, it was. And I was rapping, which I didn't ever expect.
Oh, that's awesome. Should we play another game?
Sure.
Yes.
I have a game titled Magic Carpet.
Oh my God.
Which I have all of my Lights of Broadway show cards with me.
Okay. So
each of you will get to pick a show card.
Okay.
And then whoever you get, you can take a magic carpet to see them in any show, past, present, future, fictional, that you would like.
Great. Cool.
Nice.
Just pick something you want to see them do and go tell us why.
Cool.
Kevin, do you want to go first?
I'd love to.
I'm just going to go like this. Does this feel good to you?
Yep, that's a great one.
Kevin has pulled Lea Salonga. His ultimate dream. What do you want to see her do?
Oh my God, she's so amazing. Okay.
Gosh, also go on a magic carpet with Jasmine.
Yeah, Jasmine.
Like, literally I pulled the like golden card for this. She's amazing and I love her. And again, I'm sorry I hugged you at Aaron's party without meeting you. I was just overcome with emotion.
She listens every week.
I was overcome with emotion and margaritas, and I just needed to hug you, but it was a nice way to meet you. I would say that I would love to go and see her and Jose Lana do a production of The Last 5 Years together.
Ooh.
And I would love to see it done in like a black, like tiny black box where there's like,
you're the only audience member.
Like 70. Well, yes, but like 75 to 100 seats and like 50 of them are sold. Like one of those evenings where it's just like, just that magic moment where you're like, you can't believe that you lucked out, that you're one of the like 100 people out of like 8 million in this city that got to experience this special night. that's what I want to see, because the two of them together would just be so beautiful playing that part.
Cool.
Wow.
That sounds
a good answer.
Wonderful. Jacob, would you like a turn?
Yes, I would love a turn. Okay. I'm really worried I'm not going to know the person, and that's embarrassing, but carry on.
Looks good for you.
Right there. Yeah, yeah.
This one?
She says out of a giant chunk.
Yeah. Donna McKechnie. Of
Donna.
Chorus Line fame.
Chorus Line fame.
Donna McKechnie. I mean, honestly, I think it sounds like a cheap shot, but I really would love to see the original Chorus Line.
Yeah.
I think it's astounding. And that, especially just like, I mean, her song, watching her do the original choreography, the way she did it would just be, I think I'd lose my mind. So yeah, I would say an original Chorus Line. Why not? Also to see New York City at that time. So scary.
The music so scary. In the mirror.
Music and the mirror.
Music and the mirror. And yes.
They're two separate things that they're joining together.
Yeah, so like, so Kevin, think, yeah. It's a math problem. To be happy and dancing, I need the music and the mirror.
That helps. It's just, my first experience of that song was Jessica Simpson singing it in her high school production on YouTube, and she does not enunciate enough for me to know what the article is.
Did she do the original choreography?
No, she just sang, and then there was a kid in the class who's like doing the dance behind her.
Oh, wow. That's rude.
They double cast the dancing and singing Cassie for a Chorus Line.
Yeah. Hey,
you know what? Not a terrible concept.
No, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
Memory.
They just turned the original choreo into a dream ballet. It's fine. It's fine.
All right, Brian.
Okay.
Where in the deck?
Right there. From the bottom. Ooh. Or the middle. Doesn't matter.
Here?
Yeah, that's great. Perfect.
Try again.
Try, okay.
Was sure. It also Donna McKechnie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I guess I'm coming with you, Jacob.
Great.
Patrick Page.
Patrick Page. I mean, there are literally so many options. I
challenge you to make up a show, a future show for him.
Yeah.
Show for Patrick Page.
Sure. I want to see
the Green Goblin in Hades.
Yeah. I want to see him. Okay. Maybe you could all help me out. I want to see a new show with a bass baritone as the lead, like it was Once in the Day, but he's the protagonist. He's not the bad guy. He's actually the hero of it. What property do we want Patrick Page to be in, where he's the bass baritone lead and
See, my initial thought is if they make a musical version of Indiana Jones and he plays the Sean Connery part.
So that's what I, interesting. Okay.
I said Taken the musical.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear. Yeah. I mean, that's 100%.
Can you imagine a musical version of that monologue? Yeah, or that monologue of like, I have a unusual set of skills?
If that was like that's so good.
If honestly, that's like a Sweeney Todd kind of like my right arm is complete again kind of song.
That's kind of the melody I accidentally used just now too.
Honestly,
the father and his wife.
Any like current Liam Neeson movie like Commuter or The Gray or any of those, like I hope that his take in the musical gets so popular that they adapt all of the Liam Neeson movies. So like every season you have Patrick Prince playing those. Yeah, totally. That's what I want.
Fun little. That's so amazing. So like, could you do Love Actually the musical with him playing the Liam Neeson part?
No, he can absolutely. But well,
can you imagine Beth Level playing the Emma Thompson part in Love Actually the musical?
I mean, if you're gonna do Love Actually the musical as is, you need to rewrite it completely.
Oh, I mean, duh. Like you can't.
So you don't do it as is. Is what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, my
Yes.
When?
They almost all fell.
You have to do all of them in one show.
You have to do all of them in one show. We're back to Hadestown. I have Andre DeShields.
Oh. Okay.
And I kind of want to put him in a new show that is almost Midsummer, but not, because it's just, it's a prequel to Midsummer, and it's just about Puck.
Pre-summer?
Pre-summer.
It's called A Late Spring Evening.
Yeah.
It is Andre DeShields as Puck, and he's just flying around in like a fabulous outfit and just like teaching people life lessons. Like his Tony acceptance speech.
Can like the sub
a musicalized version of his Tony acceptance speech?
Oh yeah, yeah, go.
What a marvelous prize!
or his character.
I'll watch him do absolutely anything.
His character from the Lunch Bunch, the Lunch Sack Bunch, or whatever.
Kimberly, that's definitely a Lachuse musical.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Just like a series of oratorios into
yeah, mm-hmm. or maybe it's like a mature Ryan Scott Oliver piece.
Perhaps they collaborate. One writes the first act, one writes the second.
I'm obsessed.
To show the passage of time. Oh, awesome. That was our magic carpet game.
That was so fun.
That was super fun.
I love that one.
I would see all of those shows.
That brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for joining us. That was so fun. It's been a while since we've actually done one of these. We've been doing a lot of movie ones, so this was like a real joy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, nice. Thank you for having me. Oh my gosh.
We like meeting new people. It's been a while since we've met new people, and this has been lovely.
And I know a lot of you of our broad, like I know our Broadwasted fan base like loved Emoji Land. There are a lot of them that were like super big in the Emoji Land fandom. So I can say from having met Jacob, he's a delightful, lovely person and not the douchebag. He's a wonderful person. So just so you all know,
we've proved that to you this evening.
Jacob, where can people find you on the social media to follow all your crazy antics?
I'm basically just on Instagram, and my Instagram is at Big Ugly Jacob.
Sure.
Amazing.
Where did that name come from?
It came from high school drama class. My best friend, we were playing charades. I was up on the stage and couldn't think of anything, and she just yelled out, Big Ugly Jacob. yeah.
Cool.
And it stuck. It stuck, and I thought it was hilarious, and it was my email for way too long. And then I changed it. So yeah, Big Ugly Jacob. People always are like, you're not ugly. I'm like, well, yeah, okay. I know, it's funny. It's a joke. But yes, Big Ugly Jacob. It's easy to remember.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. Again, follow him at Big Ugly Jacob. You can follow us at Broadwasted on social media. You can find us on Instagram, on Twitter, and then on Facebook, our Facebook group. You can find us, of course, on the Broadway Podcast Network with Built From the Stage. You can also find us on Spotify and iTunes. Rate and review us there. Five stars, please.
Thank you.
To confrontation so exciting, they're playing music while we're fighting, scratching and biting on a high adventure. Feel that adrenaline igniting because high adventure's in the air. High adventure from Aladdin. That is our quote for the episode. Again, Jacob, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to see some of your makeup tutorials coming soon online. And season 3
too.
I will be so excited when you get your first ding dong.
Ding
dong.
Ding dong.
So as we end every episode, we raise a glass and we say
zoo-doo-wop bump.
Here.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, lovey.
Ding ya ya ding dong.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.